Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting second. The third baseman, Craig Grebeck. Batting third. The first baseman, Dan Pasqua. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting fifth. The DH, George Bell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Warren Newson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Alex Fernandez. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The right fielder, Wayne Kirby. Batting third. The DH, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jeff Treadway. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Batting ninth. The catcher, Junior Ortiz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mark Clark. And now, play ball. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cora hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Pasqua hits a pop-up towards short. Fermin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Lofton hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kirby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lofton moves to second. 1 out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Berga strikes out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bell hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Burks hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jackson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Warren Newson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Newson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Treadway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sorrento hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burks. Sorrento reaches second base with a double. Jeff Treadway is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Treadway hits a fly ball into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sorrento moves to third. Two outs. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Firmin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pasqua scoops it up and throws to first, with Fernandez covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Carcoviche hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Carcoviche moves to third. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cora is 0 for 1 in the game. Cora takes first base on ball 4. Guillen moves to second. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Grebeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Carcoviche scores. Cora moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 1 in the game. Pasqua hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Treadway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ortiz hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cora reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lofton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lofton bunts towards third. Grebeck fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kirby is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirby bunts towards the mound. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. Lofton moves to second. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. Berga strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Burks is 0 for 1 in the game. Burks strikes out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ortiz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirby. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Warren Newson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newson is 0 for 1 in the game. Newson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackson scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Carcoviche is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carcoviche hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Ortiz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field. Newsom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sorrento strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops it up and throws to first, with Clark covering, for the out. One out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cora is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cora hits a pop-up towards short. Furman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Grebeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Grebeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Grebeck hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Treadway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Treadway is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Treadway is 0 for 1 in the game. Treadway strikes out. One out. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Furman is 0 for 1 in the game. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pasqua scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Furman for the out. Two outs. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 1 in the game. Ortiz hits a pop-up towards short. Gielen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 2 in the game. Pasqua strikes out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Burks is 0 for 2 in the game. Burks hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Newsom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kirby is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirby hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Cora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 0 for 2 in the game. Berga hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Warren Newsom is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Newsom takes first base on ball 4. Jackson moves to second. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Karkovice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Karkovice bunts in front of the plate. Ortiz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Newsom moves to second. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Newsom scores. Karkovice moves to third. It's 4-0, White Sox. Bill Wirtz now pitching. Joey Cora batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cora is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cora bunts in front of the plate. Ortiz fields it and tags Karkovice for the out. Guillen moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grebeck is 0-for-3 in the game. Grebeck takes first base on ball 4. Guillen moves to third. Cora moves to second. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 0-for-3 in the game. Pasqua hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Huff now playing left field. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Grebeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0-for-2 in the game. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grebeck fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sorrento is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeff Treadway batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Treadway is 0-for-2 in the game. Treadway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sorrento moves to second. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Firmin is 0-for-2 in the game. Firmin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Sorrento trying to get to home. Burks throws the ball into Karkovice who tags Sorrento who's trying to score from second, for the out. Treadway moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Burks is 0-for-3 in the game. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sorrento settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Mike Lavalier now catching. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz is 0-for-2 in the game. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pasqua juggles the ball. That's an error on Pasqua. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lofton is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lofton hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ortiz moves to second. Candy Maldonado pinch hits for Wayne Kirby. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Maldonado hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Berga is 0 for 3 in the game. Berga bunts towards third. Grebeck fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ortiz moves to third. Lofton moves to second. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Manny Ramirez pinch runs for Carlos Berga. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ortiz scores. Lofton scores. Ramirez moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thome is 0 for 3 in the game. Thome hits a pop-up into left field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sorrento is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ramirez moves to third. Bell moves to second. Jeff Treadway is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Treadway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Treadway strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Candy Maldonado now playing right field. Mike Huff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Huff takes first base on ball 4. Eric Plunk now pitching. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lavalier bunts towards first. Sorrento scoops it up and throws to first, with Treadway covering, for the out. Huff moves to second. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Guillen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a line drive towards third. Thome reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cora is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Treadway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson pinch hits for Felix Fermin. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson takes first base on ball 4. Sam Horn pinch hits for Junior Ortiz. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Horn strikes out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Lofton strikes out. 2 outs. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Maldonado is 0 for 1 in the game. Maldonado strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.